consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth.
I want to thank Secretary Powell for his careful and powerful presentation of the facts.
A pack of lies. A pack of lies.
The United States government has, one way or another, ordered, authorized, permitted, tolerated, torture.
We're making tremendous progress, but there is much more to do to win the war on terrorism and defeat terrorism.
I have a dream.
The fact is, we do need better international governance to help spread the benefits of globalization.
American world domination, or paramountcy. Historically, the U.S. sought security, not domination.
Nothing's perfect in life, so you have an election that's not quite perfect.
Now was the time to come forward and say who specifically was on that energy task force and lift any kind of shadow that's still there.
You know, we've been through this issue a number of times.
We need to make sure that the political, the economic, and the security infrastructure of that state is shaped and helped to come into being.
Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
In fact, most Americans would even support a war against a country they've never heard of. Take a harmless place like the Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan.
I wouldn't have thought they'd be much threat.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but that's not the view I found on the streets of Texas.
Do you support the president's stance on Kyrgyzstan?
Yes.
Yeah.
President's stance on what?
Kyrgyzstan.
I got no idea.
In Central Asia. The president says that Kyrgyzstan is a threat to U.S. security. Do you support him in that?
Oh, yes.
Like President Bush, so okay. I would have to agree, I suppose.
Right. If he says it, I believe it.
Do you agree with President Bush that Kyrgyzstan's a threat to the United States?
I think all those countries that are over there that support terrorism or have anything to do with it like that are a threat to the United States.
If the president authorizes military action against Kyrgyzstan, would you still support him?
Yes, sir.
We got to support him all the way.
The threats led the government to publicize its plans. As well as two doses of bird flu vaccine for every UK resident, there may be limits to travel to stop its spread, and restrictions on public gatherings, which could include closing schools.
The parrot was among a consignment imported from South America last month and died in quarantine a few days ago. It was found to be carrying the H5 strain of the virus and was part of a mixed batch of birds being held with others from Taiwan. They say people shouldn't be alarmed, as it's very difficult for humans to catch avian influenza, and Britain retains its disease-free status.
We interrupt currently scheduled programming to bring you this special report. The NBC peacock has just been diagnosed with avian flu, and we will keep you posted as the story progresses.
Boo-hoo!
Hey, wait a minute. It's our announcer, Joel Goddard. What's with the attitude, Joel?
You two and your sappy memories. I was with him yesterday, and that peacock was nothing but a selfish jerk.
What do you mean I owe you $50?
You think I was just letting you sleep with me?
I didn't know you were a whore.
Yeah, well, $50, old man!
You filthy slut.
Oh, well, give the filthy slut $50!
I'm out of here.
Oh, my God, that was horrible!
So forgive me if I don't shed a tear. It would take more than a sick bird to rattle this cage.
This just in. The NBC peacock does not have avian flu. It turns out it just has a highly contagious form of bird chlamydia that it recently gave to Joel Goddard. Good to know.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. military in Afghanistan says it's investigating allegations that American soldiers desecrated the bodies of two dead Taliban fighters. A videotape also appears to show the men mocking Islamic customs in an effort to taunt other guerrillas into a fight. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, the U.S. is worried that the tape could provoke a backlash against Americans in Muslim countries around the world.
The allegations surfaced in a TV program aired by Australia's SBS television network. It contained video that showed American soldiers burning the bodies of two suspected Taliban fighters in a remote mountainous area in southern Afghanistan. Stephen DuPont, the journalist who shot the video, said he was embedded with the Army's 173rd Airborne Brigade and that the men were following orders.
In other Iraq news, Knight Ridder's reporting serious concerns are being raised around the oversight of more than $140 billion in defense spending in the country. The news agency reports Pentagon auditors quietly pulled out of the country a year ago. Since October 2004, only one of the 107 audits currently listed on the Pentagon Inspector General's website has covered Iraq.
3 days after the Americans came to Baghdad, I said the real story is about to begin, and that is the story of the war against American occupation. And a lot of my colleagues thought that was a very, very funny. They hooted at me with laughter over it, though not anymore. Look, apart from the Kurdistan area, Iraq is now in a state of total anarchy and chaos. No roads are safe outside Baghdad. Much of Baghdad is in insurgent hands. Only the little green zones, the armored hotel areas, where the Westerners live and swim and in some cases don't even leave their rooms, and that, alas, applies to many journalists. Only here are people allowed to have the illusion that things are getting better, things are improving. Outside in the streets, where some journalists still go, including, for example, my colleague Patrick Coben of The Independent and myself and The Guardian newspaper, not most Americans, though one or two, out in the streets where few of us go, it is hell on earth. I managed to get a couple of weeks ago to the mortuary in the city of Baghdad, as I've often gone in the past, counting the bodies at midday in midsummer out in the heat. There were 26 by midday, 9 had arrived by 9 in the morning. And I managed to get the official figures for July for the total number of violent deaths in Baghdad alone. And the figure was 1,100 violent deaths, men, women and children.
You ever walk into a room and everyone stops talking? That's how it feels to be America. To find out what other countries are saying behind our back, let's check out the foreign press with a segment we call Un-American News. First up, we got The Guardian from England. It says, anti-terror laws could be unlawful. Not only is that terrorist coddling, it makes no sense, England. A law is always lawful. You can look that up. It means full of law. The way we might say one of your blokes is fish and chips full.
Armed with walking sticks and Zimmer frames, they gathered in New York's Times Square to call for an end to the U.S. presence in Iraq.
We'll do anything to try to stop this war and bring the kids home. Anything.
Some grandmothers tried to get into the Army Recruitment Center, saying they wanted to be enlisted. They weren't allowed in and blocked the entrance. When they ignored calls to move, several arrests were made. But that hasn't put them off.
We need to keep taking direct actions. We need to keep getting arrested. We need to take risks, and we need to stop this war.
I feel we're moving into a fascist state, and I think that we have to be supporting acts of civil disobedience now.
As Hurricane Katrina roared in, FEMA career employee Marty Bamande told senators he sounded the alarm in New Orleans, asking for more staff, calling FEMA at 11 a.m. Monday to say the worst-case scenario had happened. The levees had broken.
FEMA headquarters knew at 11 o'clock. Mike Brown knew at 7 o'clock. Most of FEMA's operational staff knew by 9 o'clock that evening. And I don't know where that information went.
Bamande says he waded to the Superdome, found little food there, little water. Stunned, he watched as thousands more were bussed in.
Just doubled the population and really took a bad situation and made it so much worse when you had options
to just drive them out of the city across the bridge.
But Monday sent an email to FEMA Director Michael Brown Wednesday morning. Hotels are kicking people out, thousands gathering in the street with no food or water, hundreds still being rescued from homes. Estimates are many will die within hours. It's unclear whether he got a response. Hours later, Bamonde was forwarded this email from Brown's press secretary in Baton Rouge. It's important that time is allowed for Mr. Brown to eat dinner, given that Baton Rouge is back to normal. Restaurants are getting busy. He needs much more than 20 or 30 minutes. An exasperated Bamonde responds, tell her that I just ate an MRE and went to the bathroom in the hallway of the Superdome, along with 30,000 other close friends, so I understand her concern about busy restaurants.
Lou, the larger problem here is that the wheels are coming off the wagon and on this administration, and they've come off awfully fast in 10 months, and so we have a series of things in which, as they've mounted, as the troubles have mounted, people have turned on each other. The FEMA, the person who testified today, you just had on the show, you know, only person, only FEMA man on the ground up there through Tuesday in these unbelievable emails. The Colin Powell's chief of staff, last 24 hours, has ripped into Vice President Cheney and Don Rumsfeld for hijacking American foreign policy, and tore into Condi Rice as well. Now we've got these indictments, scandals. Boy, the wheels are really coming off the wagon. This is going to be very hard for this president to put them back on.
As I was explaining to Mr. Bush, the suffering of the third world is an indictment of the West.
Did you say indictment? What have you heard, Bonaducci? Is Karl Rove a goner?
Like you, sir, I don't have a clue.
And future Walmart management, say the year 2010, 2012, could say we want full-blown banking operations.
Watchdog groups and legislators worry that Walmart may overpower small commercial banks, as it has with small businesses in many towns across the country.
This is another step in another dangerous direction, where Walmart would be able to have unprecedented economic power. The sad reality here is Walmart is not only interested in monopolizing the American economy, they're interested in monopolizing the American way of life, right down to where we bank.
Walmart is a troubling institution. When I talk to people in my district who are smaller business people, retailers, local home builders, they want to have a local bank to deal with.
In fact, 60% of the Louisiana Katrina victims identified so far are 61 years of age or older. 60%. And that doesn't include the people who died in hospitals and nursing homes in the aftermath of the storm. More than 40% of the identified dead are African American, and that doesn't surprise Chester Lasty either.
The Ninth Ward is 85% African American, but also 85% of the lower Ninth Ward is property owners. This is my home. This is our roots.
If you have ever sat naked on a hotel bedspread, we have got a chilling report you won't want to miss.
Raheed and MC Fresh Jams were dropping mad beats at the house party when tragedy struck.
We invited Mother Teresa to respond to these charges.
Thankfully, alert gauchos were able to save the llama before it was swept into the blades of the turbine.
In the interest of full disclosure, I should state that this reporter has a similar body piercing.
This is an attempt to prevent the American people from knowing the facts about how we could have prevented 9/11, and people are covering it up today. And they're ruining the career of a military officer to do it. And we can't let it stand. I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican, you can't let a lieutenant colonel's career be ruined because of some bureaucrat in the Defense Intelligence Agency. If we let that happen, then no one that wears the uniform will ever feel protected, because we will have let them down.
Congressman Weldon joins us now from Capitol Hill. Congressman, what prompted your call for an immediate investigation?
Lou, this is so outrageous it makes me sick to my stomach. As a loyal member of the Armed Services Committee supporting our military for 19 years, the intelligence agency took away Tony Schaefer's security clearance. They're now about to take away his health care benefits. He has two children and his salary because he told the truth. When they took away his security clearance, they said in September 23rd in a letter, you can never see any classified information or documents again. Over the weekend, they sent this box, Lou, labeled Defense Intelligence Agency, to his home. In the box were five classified documents.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. President. I was raised in the jungles of Ireland. Next time you're there, we'll go to the pub for a pint of bananas.
That'd be great. I'd enjoy that. I was also a great admirer of your father, the great Sonny Bono.
I am not related to Sonny Bono. Now, today the President and I had a frank and serious discussion about global poverty, disease, and starvation.
That's right. I said I was starving, so I had the White House chef bring us up some tater tots and fish sticks. Those are kick-ass foods.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation, along with the Department of Homeland Security, shared information with state, federal, and local counterparts regarding a threat of undetermined credibility to an unspecified tunnel in the Baltimore area. The information was somewhat specific as to date and time, and this required appropriate investigation and follow-up to be conducted. At this point, no evidence collected to date has corroborated the threat as it's going on. However, the investigation is still ongoing, and that being said, the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force, along with our state and local, other state and local partners, fully support the actions that have to be taken to protect the citizens of Maryland.
What happens next? How do we get to the truth?
Yeah, and the Defense Department has been blocking the Senate Judiciary from pursuing their investigation. I had to testify in the place of my clients because DOD wouldn't allow it. We're hopeful that somewhere within the Grand Canyon of the government and in the defense contractors, that additional information, and especially the documents, someone will find some copies. We do know that there's at least another person coming forward soon who will say the same assertion that Schaefer and Philpott and Prizer and the others have been. So what's their motive? What exactly do these people have to gain by lying? Even the Defense Department says that they're credible witnesses. But unfortunately, there's no documents. But we know in this town, just because there's no documents, hey, 18 minutes off the Nixon tape disappeared. Do we think there wasn't anything on those 18 minutes? We just have to find it.
We thank you for being here representing Colonel Anthony Schaefer. And we will continue along with you to try to get to the bottom as best we can of this remarkable controversy on Abel Danger.
Thank you.
And who knew what a year before 9/11.